This is my understanding. And that's what I hear and read from documents I see from Washington, D.C., but it's within their own caucus that they're having troubles.
Oh, I know that. When we passed a rider across the floor, and Ted Stevens did it, that was going to open up some of the Tongass timber for harvesting, the gentleman from New York, a Republican, stood up on the floor holding a letter from our governor saying he didn't approve of it.
Bunnert? Congressman Bunnert?
And I assume from your comments and the words that you're using, like extreme, that this governor is doing what he can to make certain that this legislation doesn't pass?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Taylor, we have not, with exception of one letter from the governor, we have done nothing in the way of working on this legislation in Washington, D.C. Or I should say working against
it. Was the governor's letter supportive? Or?
Of this bill?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe that's why. But if he had a positive approach and told Mr. Katz that we want to work this really hard and help our delegation, then we might have a little bit different resolution. Further comments?
They call that a self-fulfilling prophecy or something.
Are there any amendments by committee members?
What about the one that you suggested? What was Senator Taylor's opposition to on lines 22 and 23 of page 2 of putting after species anadromous fish?
Well, yeah, I would oppose that because that wouldn't include goshawk, would it? Or wolf?
Yeah, well, my understanding is that Congressman Young included a provision in the bill that would allow for specific population segments to be listed, such as the Yellowstone grizzly, Minnesota wolves, Florida panthers, with the express approval of Congress. You know, doesn't this seem to be a more functional approach instead of then having to deal with the approach that's taken? And you know, the way it is now, it kind of helps. It preempts state management plans almost at a whim, instead of having a very logical process for having some segment listed.
Mr. Chair, my understanding of the legislation is it would require essentially an act of Congress to create a distinct population segment, which is something that Congress could do anytime anyway, but it does require a bill.
Well, they can put riders on things quite easily. They do it all the time.
I'd move the resolution with individual recommendations.
Is there any opposition to the motion to report the resolution? Okay. Is there other objection? Director will note Senator Hoffman objected, and the remaining senators voted for it. Is there other business to come before us? I'll note that on Wednesday, we've moved everything. If you want to sign, we have the reports that I'd like to sign. Wednesday's meeting is posted, and we have scheduled the North Star Senate Bill 318 hearing on Wednesday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. to invite and encourage all members to attend.
Wednesday, 7 to 9?
7 to 9.
Oh, okay. That's good. I have it at 6 o'clock.
Further business coming for us? We're adjourned.